Over there, there were these people with selling paintball tickets. And one of them was Irish, which is pretty cool.
No, both of them were Irish.
Both of them?
Yes.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
No, it's just because I really like
Irish people, yes.
Irish people, yes. So like, but it's not about their culture anyway.
Yeah.
What happened over there was that they told me, hey, you could have an amazing birthday bringing all of your friends. And I had just moved here, and I made a lot of friends when I moved here.
Yes.
I made a lot of friends. Like, I had the Indian community, I had the Brazilian community, I had, I can't say the name of the group, but it's a group of friends with, like, around 70 people at that time.
I had a lot of different nationalities as well.
Yeah. So, like, I peacefully knew more than 150 to 200 people that I could invite.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, why not? Gotta buy 50 tickets. It's not that much. It's like one out of three, you know, like one third. I can pull that out. So what I did is like negotiate with them, and they were like, okay, what can you do? Like, or you buy 30 tickets, we're gonna give you 50. And I was like, hey, I can make people like pay me a little bit more, and then out of that, I can make a great party, you know, not pay me more of the tickets, but like use the free 20 tickets and charge people less, but more than if I divided by 50. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the idea was that. And then I told Frenay, hey, Frenay, can you take my credit card and buy? Because I'll be in class. But you shall ask questions like,
no, wait, you never specified this. You're like, just go ahead and buy tickets. That's what I did.
Come on. I told you to negotiate.
I tried to negotiate, yeah.
And they told us that we could commute there.
Yeah, that was the first lie.
And technically, we could commute. It just takes 3 hours.
Yes, it was a 30-minute walk or 40-minute walk.
40? 40?
40, yeah, it was a long walk.
More? It took around 2 hours. It's 1 hour walk. So two hours going and 1 hour coming back.
Yeah.
More 2 hours of bus.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's pretty far away for you to actually commute.
And I think so they sense that, you know, that we are like, okay, I'm going to use the word dumb again. We are dumb international students. We are going to say yes to anything and everything.
Yeah. They also told us there was no extra cost involved.
Yes.
Which was, this was actually a lie, because you got to pay $15 more per person to have access to 100 paintballs. And 100 paintballs is worth for around 20 minutes of game. So
yeah. So we technically just paid for being there, having the suit, having the gun, without paintballs.
Yeah. And paintballs cost around $50 per person.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not the dream I thought it would be. I still have 30 tickets.
You still have 30 tickets?
Yeah, they're worth until August next year.
Oh, okay.
I spent, like, around $450 on that. So, I don't know, this is going too long, but this is something I would never do again.
But that day was a great day, like, you know, like just walking there with friends, and we were just singing songs, having running races.
Yeah, but great people make great parties, you know?
Yeah, like even with the worst camps, you can make great, great memories. That's what we learned out of it, I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the people you have around you.
Mm-hmm. I also have a question for you, Iago.
Yes.
Who would you like name the people that you would like to thank from your like first year to now? I know a few of them, but you know, like if you can describe their role, what they did for you.
Well, I can't but to start with Victor.
Yes.
Not only because it's his birthday.
Yeah.
Because he's a great friend of mine. Like, let's just put it out there. Like, I had you moving here, but I had no one else.
Yeah.
Like, I knew one person online, and I was like, okay, I'm going to meet my online friend. But aside from that, like, it's a new country. And he came to pick me up at the airport. Like, he let me sleep in his house without knowing him. I had no idea who he was. I just had this one common contact of someone who helped me get into SFU from 2 years ago, who said, hey, I know this guy. Ask him to stay at his house. Like, and I was like, yeah, sure. And then I spent there, and he made sure to spend the first week of university with me.
Yeah.
So he was the one who took us to Costco. He's the one who went to buy pills with me.
Even with IKEA.
Yeah, IKEA. You went to IKEA. He helped me set up my room. It's a bunch of stuff that he helped me in just in the first week, and he's been helping me since then. Because Victor is a person, like, he's really insightful about people's behavior.
Exactly. Yes.
And because of that, like, every time I'm having any kind of like conversation with him, it's always like learning about myself. Seems like he knows more. He knows more about us than we know about ourselves.
And, you know, the crazy thing is, like, I don't meet Victor that often, but still, like, I get this what you're talking about, right? I meet him and I just, like, tell him what's going on in life. And he just tells me, like, what I'm thinking, what I'm up to. I'm like, hey, I'm supposed to tell you that.
He's going to be a great psychologist.
Yeah. And he thinks so that I'm going to be a great politician? Is that what he says about me?
He said that you would make a great politician.
Yes.
I mean, he sees there are similarities.
Yeah.
He always points out, like, similarities in us. So it's like, makes sense.
Okay.
You're more smart. You're taking data science. I'm taking international studies. But
okay, next up. Who do we have next?
Oh, now it's your turn.
No. You talk about more people. Come on.
More? No, one.
Oh, okay.
One.
Okay. I would also like to mention my sister, Ananya Singh. She was the person who taught me, like, how to get a compass card, how do we use the SkyTrain.
How to get a girl.
Push! Yeah, she didn't teach that to me well in the first semester, but now she has. Now she has.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, the first time I remember having tips around her, I remember the negative tips she gave you, like, don't go around this person.
Yeah, she did make sense, though.
Yeah, come on.
She did make sense. And she has been one of my greatest support from, like, day one, I remember. And, and she made me meet a lot of people. I always used to hang out with her. I still do. And I hope she's doing great. I love her. Okay, now your turn.
I will. Okay. Second person. I have so many people. Are we doing, like, for everyone in our lives, or, like, people we've met here?
In Canada.
People we've met here in Canada.
University, yes.
Okay.
Or outside of university as well.
No, I've mentioned, like, I have so many friends, I could just spend all the day mentioning them over here. But maybe I'll go for someone who's living Canada right now that I've met. His name is Rafael. He's a guy that is, how do I say that? He's like a religious person in my life. Like, I met him in my religious ceremonies. But it's just, I've actually never expected to meet such an insightful adult. I think I've always done pretty a well job around, especially seniors, like, talking to them. I've volunteered for a long time in a senior daycare center at nursery home. So, like, all of those places I used to do really well talking to, but I don't think I ever understood what it's like to have a real relationship with some, like, not a family relationship, but a real relationship with someone, like, that is generations older than you. And I've come to realize that's possible with him.
Oh.
I'm looking to do more of that in my life, just because, like, having mentors and people around you that care for you, it's
exactly.
So good.
Exactly.
It's so good. Like, it's, and he really provided me this feeling for the last basically 8 months that I've met him. And now he's going back to Brazil. I'm gonna miss him a lot, but yeah, I have a big thanks to make him for pointing me out in this direction and helping me with, like, surviving even finals. He was, like, auxiliating me, giving me tips, like, on jobs, how to look for new ones and stuff like that. Not that I mean to leave all of you, it's for my outside job, but yeah, I think that's my second thank you.
Okay. So I've done my mentor, his fiance, my sister, and now I'm gonna talk about Udhav Gupta. He has been one of the greatest supporting characters that I've seen over here. And I remember this one day when I was, like, really down and I was in Burnaby, right? He just took an Uber and he just pulled up at my house. And that was, like, the greatest feeling ever, that, you know, having someone that, you know, he didn't exactly know that something is wrong. He just heard my voice a bit off and he was here. And yes, from that day, I've had great memories with him. He's one of my closest buddies. I do all the nonsensical things with him. and also at the same time having deep talks with him. He's one of the greatest supporting characters to have around, and he's actually right now giving his finals. I hope he's doing a good job, and he's leaving for home tomorrow, and I hope he enjoys. I'm gonna miss him. Yes, that will be my second one.
Okay, and why are we I just think it's a good mention, because I don't think we've done those reflections for everyone listening. Why are we actually tanking people right here? Like, where is this feeling coming from?
Because of the feeling that we have matured through university. And who have we matured because of? We are trying to thank them. And I think so. We mentioned how, first sem really, it was just taking dumb decisions. After that, it was just meeting good people and keeping them around. And my theory for this is, at the start, when you meet a person, try to be as stupid as possible.
No, come on.
Oh, okay. Hear me out.
I don't think I agree with you.
Hear me out. Okay. If you're with a person and you can show the worst part of yourself, just in a, satirical way, not exactly, just your dumb personality, right? And if they can tolerate that and they are able to enjoy that, you know that you can show your deeper side to them.
Yeah, but people tolerate you after they get to know the good side of you. Okay, but don't do things that are not good in the beginning. Do it after.
So if they stick through that phase, I'm going to show them the deeper side.
Yeah, but that comes in the second. It's not the first thing.
Okay, we have some...
You're going to scare people doing that at first sight.
I have done that. No.
Yeah, no, me too. You can be sure I'm the one who do that the most in here in this room. So it's just don't do it. It's not good.
Yeah. Okay, Yago, next, thank you.
Yeah, I just want to mention my part. Come on. I also think that is a good reflection. A lot of people come to be... They are led to think about what they want to do best in the new year. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they actually ended up doing any of that. Or I think it's not realistic. And I think it's not realistic because we're thinking about changing things. Mm. While we need to be grateful for everything that went wrong in the first place before we are able to change them. Because it's when we know how to appreciate the hardships that we come to find a lot of truths in our lives. So that speaks, for example, to find either religious sense in your life, mm-hmm. or to find the cure for a problem you're dealing with. Like, it all comes when you're peaceful with the situation you're at. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the new year, like, oh, I don't like the way I am, I'm fat right now, I'll start gym. You're going to start gym and then you're going to give up because you don't appreciate who you are and the fees you have right now.
Good.
So I think that's an important reflection that comes here for everyone, but also for myself, I think. To keep that in mind, you know?
Exactly.
Don't make a lot of promises in the new year. I promise to fight
Sorry. You can make promises, but make sure you are, loving yourself throughout. Like, don't stop that.
Yeah. Yeah, no. That makes sense. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I was going to say I promise to fight for allowing pets on everyone's when you're renting.
Oh, okay.
I promise to fight for that. Mm-hmm. I really want to have a cat, Brene.
Okay.
I really want to have a cat. Imagine, meow, 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 meow.
We'll get you a cat. But yeah, I'd also like to mention the last two people.
Yeah, please.
Do you want to mention someone?
You go first.
Okay, so I'm going to go one and then you go one. Okay, the next person is going to be Tushar Singh. He was the person that I was living with in Surrey. Okay, best roommate ever. He helped me with so many things just unknowingly, passively. When you're with a person that is such a joyful personality and you're living with them, it's a whole different thing for you. You can't be sad. You're just happy all the time. And yeah, he has helped me throughout and he's been one of my closest buddies. And yeah, he's doing great in life. I wish him the best. He's off right now. He might be listening to this. But yeah. We love you, Tushar bhaiya. And you go now.
I go now. I have a few people in mind. I was trying to get off the Brazilian face of mine. It's easier to find support within your community usually because it's easier to translate your feelings and whatever you're doing in Portuguese, for me at least. Yeah, of course. So what the person that comes to mind is Ari.
Oh yeah.
And it's just because it was actually crazy. I jaded him so much in the beginning.
I remember we talking about that as well.
Yeah, I used to judge him a lot. I thought he was a crazy person, like all the tattoos and walking awkward. I was like, this guy must be so annoying. Especially because I come from a political culture right now in Brazil that it's like,
yeah,
I think the whole world, but it's like the momentum of facing, how do we call it? It's not our generation, it's the, I completely forgot. Anyway, basically all the new trends of the new generation,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, okay.
It's, even I am scared by that, because it's like, I didn't grow up in that sense. So I was always like, oh, what is he doing? Those clothes are so weird, like. And I've actually came to make a really good friend. Every time I fought with him was like he teaching me so much about how to consider other people's sides.
Yeah.
And I think that more specifically he's really good at, as well with like I love having sideful people around me. So like all of my best friends aside from you and a few other people. I need to make a list. But they are all psychologists. I don't know if that's because I need help or just because they're insightful people. But yeah, I just think that he taught me a lot about dealing with other people. And I've had problems with other friends of him. Like, I fought with Max, I fought with Tiffany, and it's like, he always was the mediator and like, pulling me back into my sense. And I think that's really good for me. Like, that's something that I didn't know how to deal with during high school that I was taught by him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, Iago, you should also talk about Fernando. Come on.
Oh, I was going to leave him for last, but I was saying I was trying to leave the Brazilians aside for a moment to thank you, my international friends, that was getting to to community base. Oh, gosh, Fernando's another piece. I did need to thank him as my roommate. I don't think I could have find a better roommate, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
What comes is he has a really different way of dealing with life. Mm-hmm. And he's teaching me a lot about how to think about, also about how to think about other people's sides, but him is more specifically because it's like looking for understanding other people's behavior and patterns of behavior to know how to deal with them. Because he's a not easy person to deal with, and everyone who knows him knows him that about him. So being good friends with him actually means that I've been doing a great job in understanding him. And I think that's really good for myself, especially as a politician as well. I need to learn how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. But yeah, we love you, Hernando and Ari. I just said Hernando. I mean, Fernando and Ari.
I don't think he's listening.
Oh, okay.
But it's okay. Thank you, Fernando.
I would also like to mention a special person, and I know that she's listening to this right now, and that's why I wouldn't like to name her out, but yeah, that person...
Come on, you can name her. She knows that she's talking about her. For the listeners, it doesn't change.
Akshita Kaushal, I know that you're listening to this right now, and yeah, she has been such a... passively as well as actively supporting friend. Like, I couldn't thank her enough. In the last 6 months that I have met her, I never thought that, you know, a person can actually just be happy and not be thinking about anything when you're hanging out with them. And yeah, that's how my bond with her really is, and she knows about that. Yeah, she has seen me from like, oh, Iago, do you remember at the start of the semester I was at negative $1,600 in my bank account. She has seen me from that to, you know, being at like positive something. So she has been a very supporting character, and I appreciate her a lot for that. And she's basically my final brain cell that I could talk to about anything. That's what I would like to talk about her, and I would also like to dedicate a song for her.
Okay.
And the song name is With or Without You by U2.
Okay, I'll be playing that in a few. I hope everyone enjoy. In the meanwhile, while I find the song, you'll be listening to Magical Love by Afro South Sound System.
Without you, with or without you.
And guess we're back. Who's back? Me and Brie. Yay. The Beautiful Bricks. We should call our show like that. Well, thank you so much for everyone who stayed around. It's such a pleasure to have you here back. You have just listening to you two with or without you. As always, you can always find every song that has been played, even though we only had two today, on cjsf.ca. And I think that's it. You can find next conversations from SFU Faculty of Communication, Art and Technology from 4 to 4:30. And let's wrap up our conversation.
Yeah, so be proud of your decisions, guys, because like they kind of make you who you are currently. And it's okay to not be exactly who you thought you would be, but just keep working on it. I think so.
And if you ever doubt that, just listen to AJR. They have so great songs about transitioning life. Just, I always like to recommend, you know. It's such a university vibe.
Yes, I'm a mess.
I'm not singing for you, everyone. But yeah, I think that my part on it, it's just bring it here that even for those who don't celebrate Christmas, It is a different feeling to be in the end of the year, have some vacation, enjoy the holiday. And that's because it's been a year. We should be proud of everything we did.
Yeah.
Many people like to think that others don't do their best. But I am pretty sure 75% of people, at least on Earth, I always think they're doing the best they can in the situations they are at. Mm-hmm. And that means they are not trying to play any bad tricks. They are not trying to make your life harder. That's how things come out, and their best interest of making the best for everyone involved. So just be proud of everything you did, of the hardships. Forgiveness is important, and
gratitude as well.
And gratitude in the end of the day is what's gonna lead you to understand your problems and everyone else. Mm-hmm. I think that's the key answer to everything.
I think so. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year. Mm-hmm. Happy New Year. Hope everyone enjoy. Again, next conversation for SFU Faculty of Communication, Art, and Technology. For the next days, you can find at least one or two more open mics of mine pre-recorded for the Christmas time. If you ever want to, we'll always be back here with you from 3 to 4, at least until next year. I'll be giving you a warning because this is going to either turn into a show or I'm going to take another open mic for myself, another time slot. But if you followed all the last 3 months of open mics, I really appreciate you being here at the same time with me. And if you're going home, if you're just at your work listening to this, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure to be talking to you in these last days. And be weather safe. It's raining a lot outside.
Yeah, be safe out there.
Thank you, Brene, for taking your side by me for three open mics.
Yes, thank you for inviting me always.
Okay, and that's it. I'll be seeing you all next week. Gotta wanna go out.